So when Sita and Lakshman was told to guard Sita, but then Sita goaded him to go away from her towards Ram by using very harsh words. At that time, what should Lakshman have done at that time? Now, how was he to surrender at that particular time? On one side was his sense, he was hurt by it. Sensibility made him go away, but sense would have helped him to stay. Yes, there are situations when how we may surrender may not be clear. So at that time we just have to, often there are situations in our life when we just have to take one step forward. And faith in one sense means taking one step forward even when we cannot see the full path. So at that time, sometimes that step may be wrong also. So it's not necessary that every single activity that we do in bhakti has to be right. It's a war. In a war, sometimes we make one strategy and we find, okay, the enemy is too strong, this strategy, we regroup, attack in some other way. So similarly, we all, while practicing bhakti, we may do certain things and they may not work out so effectively, we may take a step back and make some other strategy. So it is that even when we want to surrender to Krishna, it's not necessary that every activity that we do, even in the mood of surrender, that activity itself may be right. The intent is right. But the intent, as long as we have a desire to go close to Krishna and we do activities accordingly, that intent is what Krishna will appreciate. But sometimes the actions that we may do specifically, this is not the right thing for me. We will just take a step back and then regroup, or we may not have to take a step back, we just reorient. We make sure that we come on the right track. So in that situation, because Sita was in such a petrified and angry mood, Lakshman realized that there was nothing I could do. He just couldn't tolerate her words and he left her. Now, was that a mistake? I thought Ram chastised her. Why did you take her words so seriously? But in that situation, that's what he did. And it was not that Ram was always afterwards goading Lakshman. Why did you do that? Because of you, Sita was abducted. Because of you, Sita was abducted. Something that happened in the circumstance. And even there's no indication that Rama and Lakshman was burdened with guilt. Why did I leave Sita? Why did I leave Sita? Not as Ram hold it against her. And even when Ram and Lakshman Sita are united, and then Lakshman does not tell Sita, why did you speak those words? Because of this we had to fight us on the You know, sometimes in life mistakes happen. And it is, if you can learn something from the mistakes for future decisions, that's good. Otherwise, you know, trying to like hold people's past mistakes over their head to beat them all the time, that can be very antagonizing. So, and we shouldn't hold our past mistakes on our own head also, because we are finite beings, and a part of the human condition is making mistakes. So we as long as we have a desire to serve Krishna, even if we make mistakes, we maintain the desire to serve Krishna. And Krishna gives the intelligence, this is not working out right. We take a step back. But even though a mistake is not necessarily a mistake in the sense that the intent to serve Krishna was good, but the execution was not always good. So we can change the execution. So surrender, so the intent of surrender does not automatically guarantee the correctness of the surrender. That's why we need to also seek guidance, use our intelligence further, and keep adjusting things. The Prabhupada would try many things at different times. And Prabhupada used Harinam Sankirtan in the West. And he asked the devotees, he himself went outside of the streets and he chanted an answer. And that's what he did everywhere in the West. And he attracted many people. But when the devotees came to India and they were doing Harinam Sankirtan in the streets of Calcutta, the devotees came back and told, Prabhupada will be walking along, so people were throwing coins at us. So then Prabhupada, no, don't do any kirtan. Because the idea was that in Bengal area, beggars would do kirtans. And by doing kirtans, they would hope that some charitable people would give us some money. So Prabhupada was conscious like that. You know, we don't want this kind of perception. You know, we are preachers. We are not, people should not mistake us to be ordinary street beggars. So Prabhupada said, don't go on kirtan over there. You don't stop the kirtans completely. But basically Prabhupada, the same strategy which had worked there was not working here. So Prabhupada regrouped. And he adjusted things. That's all of us, we need to not just assume that the right intent automatically guarantees the right action. The right intent is good, But along with that, you have to use intelligence, you seek guidance and evaluate, and then do course correction if it's required. Does that answer your question? Okay. Yes, sir.